Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Buddy mine is going sandhill crane hunting, excuse me. Apparently they're known as the ribeye of the sky.
I have heard that. Heard.
You can
they
hunt
taste
those?
Good. I know you can hunt them either. I thought they were like protected.
I just assumed.
People fly into Omaha and drive out in the middle of nowhere to see a sandhill crane.
To watch them
and,
blown out of the sky.
And then and they drive home again. Right?
There is a limited season.
Huh.
All right.
Did not know
it's
that.
Not, it's not the season when people come to see them, though, is it?
I don't think so.
That would be funny if it was the same season. All the tourists are there, half tourists, half hunters. Pow,
I remember my dad was flying to Omaha years ago, and he was on a plane with a bunch of people flying in for that. And they were landing that morning, and they were driving out to Grand Island or something like that.
Yeah, Grand Island or Kearney.
To watch all the sandhill cranes and driving back and flying back out that evening. And he goes, that's dumb. But you're right, it should be the same time. And he says it's all a bunch of old ladies and bird watchers and stuff like that. And he goes, you imagine they were going out there and all these hunters just blowing them out of the sky, you know? Yeah.
I knew a guy that ran hunts. They weren't hunting sandhill cranes, but they were following other birds. And they drove out there during that time and went in all camo and stuff to the visitor center. Everybody was out there for sandhill cranes, and they were show up in hunting gear.
Freaking out. You guys did a corporate this past weekend. It sounded pretty interesting. At least the what you said, how it somebody introduced themselves to you. Is that the same thing you're talking about?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we were at the Lincoln Country Club Friday night. It's for, I guess there's apparently like a select group of Shriners.
Oh.
You have to be invited into this group.
So they're drunks too, by the way. They're Shriners or drunks. Right. Right.
I get it was definitely an drunks. Older crowd. What there maybe might have been, what, two people under 50 in there?
Yeah, they wore fancy suits, and Nick looked like he was going to the gym.
Well, what'd you have on?
Once I took my
I had an Old Navy sweater on, thank you very much.
And what'd you have on, Nick, a t-shirt?
Once I took my sweatshirt off, I had like my corporate show outfits, just jeans and like a nicer shirt and dress shoes.
Like Walsh, Walson,
but it did stand out when everybody else is in a tux.
Oh, yeah. At first,
they were
like
tux.
Black tie?
Black tie, and I guess this group, it's usually an all-dudes group, but this was one of two times a year they hang out, they let their ladies
hang
out.
They let the broads in.
Yeah. Let the broads in. And so what did the one guy say to you guys when you first walked in there, Walsh? What you tell me what you said off the air?
He said, "You boys," he said, "You boys know what you're getting into." I turn. He goes, "We're all wealthy Republican business owners."
I mean, it's douchebags.
Yeah. I was like, "Oh, weird." The black tie affair at the country club where the ladies are allowed to hang out at only on one other time. Like,
yeah,
surprise.
Yeah, we kind of know what that was. So, were they receptive to your comedy?
Every once in a while.
You guys don't get political, though.
No, you don't.
No.
Yeah.
Nick had.
I did tell him I thought I was at like a Monopoly Man convention. And
no.
One guy didn't appreciate being pointed out like looking like Ebenezer Scrooge, but he did.
Yeah. He looked like Scrooge? Like the one we
totally.
Picture the one
on
we
the
picture
hair.
The most?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nick blew my mind. I got done.
I like Monopoly Man convention. That's funny, man. Yeah.
I got done. It was very tepid. Nick went up. And I'm standing.
It was very tepid.
I'm standing in the back, and he goes, "Oh, this is a couple days a year. You guys only let the ladies come out. All the guys like to hang out." He goes, "Yeah, I get it. My dad's gay."
That's your first line?
What a bum. Yeah.
Did it kill? Did it kill?
Not really.
With me, it crushed. Yeah. I did one of those from the back.
And that's all that matters.
They didn't laugh at all?
It was fun. Okay. I mean, it was...
All right.
Yeah, we had fun.
It was about any corporate.
Is this one of those places where they just allowed black people in like 1997?
Or to wait on you.
Yeah, it sounds like a very stuffy kind of place.
So did you, Huskers probably got in there. Yeah. Black Huskers probably were allowed to go in there.
Yes.
It was Lincoln. Did you do the gay dad jokes? Because there's some hardcore stuff. That's not corporate.
No, I don't do those at corporate shows.
Yeah, that's like
I try to stay away from anything like bodily fluid related at the corporate shows.
Which is a lot of your bits, though, man.
True,
they did, but they didn't hate that joke either. There were laughs. I mean,
they were able to laugh at themselves sometimes.
Were there any wealthy black Republican businessmen in the crowd?
No.
Yeah. All right, surprise. All right.
Plus, you might have been a little too generous.
did you hang out afterwards? You leave.
We all got for a minute to thank the dude for having us.
Okay,
he's a big listener. Yeah.
Okay, well that's cool.
Thanks, Zach.
Also, he was there. Okay, got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. He's the only reason that we ended up there.
I got Republican friends too, but none of them are rich though. You know, that's a funny part.
But they're all douchebags.
They're all douchebags, and they're my friends, but they're douchebags for sure.
Certainly.
Yeah. Well, old school Republican. I don't think they're Trumpers, you know. Tyler Walsh, you got a gig this week, though, right? Not a corporate, right, coming up?
Yep, I'm at the Lucky Cat in Cedar Rapids.
All right.
Friday and Saturday.
And Nick, where are you at?
I'll be at the Rockport Country Club in Rockport, Missouri.
No free beer until the Hawkeyes score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was another bar in Cedar Rapids that did that. So I assume the Hawkeyes aren't going to score.
Yeah.
They might not even score in their bowl game.
Who are
they playing?
Again?
Who was it?
There's a pretty good chance they could get shut out of that, too, if they're playing anybody good, because Iowa tends not to score when they play somebody good.
The Citrus Bowl against Tennessee.
Yeah,
Tennessee.
Yep. It's going to be Tennessee something, Iowa nothing.
I don't follow football anymore, but it still confuses me how many games the Hawkeyes win, and I still hear even their own fans talking crap about them. They're like, oh, we're not good.
The
you
rest,
won 10 times.
The rest of their side of the division is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they did win games. Give them credit. They beat the Oscars.
Yeah, but their strength
they just
of
lost
schedule.
Two good teams they played, Penn State and Michigan, both blew them out, you know?
I think people are frustrated because they win a lot of games, but they want them to, like, contend for bigger things.
That ain't going to happen. No. No.
Tennessee is a 7.5-point favorite in the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl there.
Cheez-It.
And the over-under is 35.5.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are, too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
So you sent me this story. I'm looking at this, Nick. This guy on his deathbed told us what his wife and his daughter that he was...
His daughter.
His daughter, we're saying.
He was a murderer.
He was on the run, huh?
Yeah, he was. I guess when he was 20, dropped out of college, and he was a vault teller at a bank, and he stole $219,000, which in today's money would be $1.8 million. He stole it in 1969.
That's a lot of money.
And he'd been on the run since. The he said his wife helped him change his name.
Oh, his wife helped him change his name. Okay.
She's still alive.
Is the wife of the mom of this girl?
I think so.
Yeah, probably because you wouldn't want to divorce a girl that helped you change your name.
Right.
Because you have somebody else out there that hates you, that knows you're a criminal, you're screwed.
Yeah, that's a bunch of leverage.
I got no problem with this. I kind of like it. The guy wasn't, he just stole money and ran away. He didn't hurt anybody, right?
Right.
Those kind of stories are always fascinating to me because if nobody was hurt, you always kind of root for the guy to get away with it, you know, to be on the run his whole life.
But I wonder how you get away with that, because when you steal $219,000, and I'm assuming it was cash in the vault. Like
1969.
Yeah, I think it's a lot easier to funnel that. It said he blew through most of that money. It says ritzy digs is what this article says, and at least one bad investment. But at some point in 2014, he borrowed 10 grand from his daughter. So he didn't use this money to set himself up.
But he lived a regular life the rest of his life, right?
Yeah.
Probably a job. How'd he get his name changed? And a lot of times they'll go to cemeteries and get a name off there about a kid that died. You hear those stories. Like a baby cemetery and put a name in.
Let me help the young budding criminals now. If you go to a bank and you get a bunch of cash, if you steal a bunch of cash, you can't spend that money. Don't they mark it? Isn't it flagged? Where are you going to go to spend that money?
I don't know.
I think it'd be a lot easier back then.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
And actually, I was mistaken. It said that he told the daughter and the mom. The mom was not aware. So I don't think she was helping. I think he changed his name and stuff on his own.
Oh, he changed his name. Okay, got it. So, he got off his chest, and he was on his deathbed. So, can't get caught. Good.
He lived for 2 months after the confession.
And they weren't going to say anything, right? They weren't going to knock on him. They're going to arrest him.
I assume that she's now probably making this public now that he is gone.
Yeah.
And can't be thrown in jail for the last days.
Kind of a cool story. I think he murdered a bunch of people, you know?
Now she's got a podcast.
Yeah, well, how long is that going to last, you know?
2 months.
Yeah, then she's going to talk about cheeseburgers eventually. You know? Right? It looks like she enjoys them.
And then the edible kicks in.
Yeah. It's a crowded space.
How old was he when he died? Not like a young guy. He's like a guy
71, I think.
Oh, okay, got it. All right, yeah. Man, just to have it over your back the whole time, man. Knowing that you're wanted.
I think it did say in here that he asked her not to look into it, but of course she did.
Right.
And started Googling it up and found that the investigation was still open. Like, there was still somebody had that case.
But this wasn't an old Western bank robbery where you shot the place up or anything.
No.
Yeah.
He said he took the money.
I remember this story.
He took the money on a Friday, and then the bank didn't realize until Monday
it
had been stolen. So he was, took off.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture of the guy at the time. I mean, I watched a little 48 Hours about this dude or something. One of those 48 Hours, one of those kind of shows. Yeah. He went missing. Did he have a family?
I don't think it's any 20-year-old college dropout. I worked at a bank when I was like a 20-year-old college dropout.
Yeah, but you had a family. I should have
been able to pull this off.
No, but your whole family. Did he have a family he lost?
Oh.
When he went on the run.
That's a good question. Like his parents and
parents
stuff?
And brothers or something like that to stay on the run all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Going to jail sucks. A lot of these guys will turn themselves in after a while because they probably feel guilty. But this guy said, screw it. I'm not going to go to jail for this. I'm going to stay out of a prison the rest of my life.
You wonder what the punishment would have been if just a few years ago he would have been like, hey, that robbery from 69 was me.
Sometimes they let people, if it's not, you see these kind of stories. If it's not, nobody was hurt, there's a slap on the wrist, maybe there's a couple months in prison, that kind of stuff, you know. If he's led an exemplary life since then, you know what I mean? Man, that's a pretty cool story.
Oh yeah,
so
mom and daughter made a pact to spend 1 year grieving after he was dead before sharing the secret with investigators. They were going to say something to the police in June of 2022, but in November of 2021, the U.S. Marshals showed up at their door.
How did they find out?
Not to the bottom yet. I don't know.
They might have told other people and it got out, you know.
They had the slowest detective ever. He's been working on this case in 69.
So, are they under any kind of scrutiny for knowing and not messing up?
No, they are not. Okay, it says investigators began digging and unearthed a 2014 bankruptcy filing by the guy in a Boston federal court. The handwriting matched that on a 1967 college application that he had filled out. And so they started piecing things together and showed up at mom and daughter's door saying, hey, and they're like, yeah, we know.
And by the way, he wasn't arrested ever since then, because remember, that's the plot line in Fargo. I mean, you don't have to watch the show, but a guy's looking for somebody, and she gets arrested, and her fingerprint's in the database, and bang, he finds her. And she's been missing like 10, 11 years on that show. Yeah. Whatever. I'm not wanted for anything, I don't think, you know. I remember seeing this story, though, and the guy, it was a spur-of-the-moment thing, Nick. He figured out he could take the money, and Monday it'd be gone, and they wouldn't know anything about it. And like you said, $200,000 is $1.8 now. That's a lot of money in 1969. Yeah. It was a spur-of-the-moment thing he did, and he probably regretted it almost immediately. But
well,
he literally stuffed it in
a paper bag and walked out.
And walked out.
Yeah. Just a regular old paper bag lunch sack. Just, here we go, $250,000.
And there weren't surveillance cameras back then.
No, there were
all you did was huff keyboard this stuff when you worked
right.
in the bank.
Yeah. I should have had my focus somewhere else.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen.
A little more technology
to the parking lot.
Yeah. Probably don't get away with that today.
Nick just stole keyboard stuff so he could sniff it on the way out.
You did duster at the bank?
My second day. I saw it sitting there, and I just went, and I was like, get to work. And everybody was like, ha, ha, ha. Looking back, I should have been fired immediately.
You worked there a whole year.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
Man, I would have loved to get a loan from you.
I don't think Nick was a loan officer.
I could have gotten you a couple extra suckers in the drive-thru. That's about it.